Oh, I've missed this.
Walk like an Egyptian.
It's not my fault. I'm not to blame.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Hella
to Helians.
Hella.
Hella!
Played by Cate Blanchett in Thor Ragnarok, Hella is the Norse goddess of death and ruler of the Asgardian underworld. She's always trying to get more souls down there, at one point trying to annex Valhalla, where the souls of the great warriors go. Another scheme had her build a giant ship out of the fingernails of the dead to attack Asgard.
Ew!
Closer to the publication of this issue of Ohatmu, she cast a curse on Thor to prevent him from healing so that he would eventually die. All these plans failed, but that's the kind of evil deity she is. Like all Asgardians, she's strong and tough and immortal, but is also a powerful sorceress with control over life and death, able to use the life force of the dead as energy blasts, or to project herself across the dimensions. She also commands an army of the unworthy dead. However, her own life force is mostly contained in her headdress, and removing it will turn half of her into a desiccated corpse, and she will collapse from weakness.
I mean, same.
Pictured firing a magic blast through a prism, another at Thor himself, and a shot of her face without the headdress.
Sexy.
Oh,
the half is like
It's really cut
corpse. Vertical, vertical half. She's vertically half corpse. That's not what I would have. That's not okay.
So she's she's sleeping with that headdress.
I mean, if you're sleeping, it's okay if you're a corpse.
I mean, gods, do they sleep? Does she sleep?
Fair.
Does she nods off on the throne?
I understand the headpiece part, but that cape is a statement.
Yeah,
oh, I love
it's like,
it.
Oh, you think your collars are big? Hold on.
Yeah, this feels like
it's like a funnel,
a game of
it is.
Yeah, I do kind of want to just throw stuff and see if it lands in there.
Yeah, do that with the goddess of death. Good idea.
Nothing bad will happen.
Like a ring toss.
Yeah.
An arcade game.
That's what my mom did the first time I tried wedding dresses. Just tried to throw grapes in my cleavage.
Wow, nice.
A very emotional moment we shared.
Honestly, most of my time in high school.
Me too. Yeah, she's green. Why? Green is the color of life.
And it's also like an evil color, though.
Yeah.
Because she's, like in the movie, she was Odin's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But in the mythology, and I think the comics sort of went with that, she was Loki's daughter, and Loki's dressed in green.
Yeah, because I feel like her design looks like Loki.
Very much.
So wait.
Oh, yeah.
She tried to kill her own father?
No, she tried to kill Thor.
Oh, yeah.
She basically tried to kill everyone.
Yeah, she wants them all dead.
Oh, what do you mean grandfather?
Odin.
Oh, okay.
I like the fact that she has a bird skull on her chest. Sorry, José, it's a
geography. Oh, she does?
Oh, I was trying to figure out, I was like, that's very Scully, but I can't figure out, it's a bird.
It's like bird skull, plague mask.
Actually,
plague mask, yeah.
Fun fact, I don't like birds, but I have a bird skull in my room.
Excellent.
In your room.
Like, it's already dead, so there's no worries.
I have dead butterflies, I have a...
It's the feathers she doesn't like.
So where's your fingernail ship? I don't have that.
Oh. That is the most disgusting thing ever.
Right?
I have issues with things like fingernails. I do not want to build a ship from them.
That sounds like a weird Dr. Seuss line.
That's what I was thinking.
I do not like them, Sam. I am.
I would not, could not build a ship with nails.
Gross. So she has a bird skull. Why does she have a washing board in her crotch? Is it because she's in a swinging Cajun band.
Yes. No, she needs to wash the cape once in a while.
That's amazing.
I feel like it looks like those fly traps that you...
Oh.
Sticky fly things that you hang up. Mm-hmm.
Well, she hangs out with corpses, so you know, it's useful.
I was
seeing like a cheese grater of sorts.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
What can you see?
She hangs... It's like a Rorschach dot.
Rorschach. Worcestershire?
Different thing. So she hangs around with corpses. Mm-hmm. Does she smell like corpses? Just like people who work at Subway smells like Subway?
Like most comic book characters, she smells like ink.
Oh. Or even smartass.
Well, to me, that's what it is. I can actually, like, you know, I can tell some comics based on the smell.
Really?
When I was a kid, Smurf books had a different smell because I think the blue ink has a different smell and there's so much blue ink in those.
Is it because blue albums. Ink is made from the pee-pee of prepubescent boys?
They don't do it that way anymore.
But I agree with Mike, and when I did printmaking, certain ink smelled way worse than others, specifically the blue and the reds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cadmium and whatever, and cobalt.
Yeah. It's bugs, right?
It's not.
No, they still make it with bugs, don't they?
Carmine?
Yes. Yeah, carmine they do.
Yeah.
Lipstick.
The buggy
ink,
smell.
Certain red candies made with bugs that are called carmines.
Yeah, I have dead bugs on my lips.
Is a sentence I just said.
Yeah. But fingernails are right out.
No, that's too far.
For people who don't know out there, all red lipsticks that aren't vegan are pretty much made with bugs.
And we're okay with that.
I love it.
I've decided I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I mean, the other day I was mowing the lawn and swallowed a bug, and I'm still here. Yeah.
And there's also the whole thing about before all that, it was made with, like, whale fat. So, you know.
There's still whale fat.
I know, they're still there.
But I want to see, after the success of panel by panel comics or con, where we just make you sniff comics and yes. other books.
And guess which ones they
it's
are.
Like a trivia.
Is it called comics?
Cons or comics or cons something or like that? I don't know.
I don't get the title, but.
Sensational.
It's the comics or comics.
Yeah. Scratch and sniff. It's
scratch and sniff.
Do that. Oh my god, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's great. It's great for an audio medium. Let's do smells.
Yeah.
Back to Hella.
I love it.
I like how chiseled her cheekbones are. Like,
amazing.
Those could cut.
And her lips
I'm sorry.
So
plump. Maybe close to the skull.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a plastic surgery look. Sorry, I can't. That's like a Kardashian just walked in those pages.
Well, she gives herself a facelift every time she wears the hat, right?
Gross.
Look at her real face.
Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
That's interesting.
I'm glad they didn't include the rotten face in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was enough with the rest. She was too hot for that.
Yeah, man. Cate Blanchett's the friggin' best. I just want to go
can we just, like, swoon thinking of her?
Hell yes.
Hella yeah.
Every day. Check out her heels, man. Mm-hmm. Killer heels.
If you start...
She would kick my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would not cross her. Like...
She has that kind of a maleficent, kind of severe coolness.
Yeah, definitely.
And it helps with the cheekbones since she's been portrayed by Angelica Jolie.
What did you just call her?
Angelica? Yeah, Angelina. It's been a long week, guys.
Anything with, like, the horns on top could be the horns.
Yeah, it's very maleficent. That's true. Mm.
If you look at the face long enough, you just see Catwoman.
Yeah, I just saw Batman, to be honest.
The green.
It just kind of looks like Batman.
Yeah, just the black part.
I'm also seeing Batman. How do you feel about the fact that her sleeves are, like, loose fitting?
You know what? Good for her. I think
she looks
nice.
Comfy. You know,
yeah, I kind of like it. It looks way more comfy.
She has room to grow more muscles.
For example. I mean, she is like a rotting corpse, so maybe.
I really like the fit of the whole corset-y part and the notch on the gloves. There's a lot of details that I really, really enjoy in this.
Mm-hmm. And I like that it's monochrome in a way, because there's a lot of details, but they're not too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And imagine if every different piece was a different color, it would be like... And I like that they don't get lost. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes when they're all the same color, they get lost in the shadows, but this, you see all the details.
Well, there's different shades.
Yes.
But every time I look at her, I see something new about her outfit, which is a good quality to have in a visual medium.
What What's her personality again besides murdering her family and building ships out of nails?
Badass. That's like your sentence. every episode there's a, what's their personality again?
Except for blah, 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 blah.
Well, I mean, if they're not memorable, that's their problem.
Don't tell it to her face.
Evil is the...
Evil.
Okay.
Evil.
I think the Cate Blanchett had a more gleeful sort of approach to the character.
Okay.
She seems to have a lot more fun than the real Hela would. But she's like this force of nature. And I think, you know, sometimes there isn't much space for characterization.
Okay.
So there's no reason she's evil. She's just that extreme.
She was born evil. She represents an evil force.
Sounds boring.
Does she actually, like in the movie, does she has Fenrir with her? Or the wolf Fenrir, is it? Fenris?
Yeah, we saw the Fenris wolf earlier. It's not necessarily hers, okay. But it guards the gates.
That's
so.
Pretty cool. That's
so like she gives him a treat when she comes home from work, but like doesn't have to feed him every night. Kinda, and he doesn't sleep in her bed.
No, well, he has to do tricks though.
Yeah. Well, for the treat?
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't give anything for three.
No.
Like yeah. I think that must be his brother, right? Her brother, because... Isn't the Fenris wolf the progeny of Loki as well?
Is it the one he had with the eight-legged horse or something?
Gene Hendricks, help us out. Send us some comments about Hela. Or I think the character is actually called Hel
in
mythology itself.
Loki is one horny bastard, right?
Like all gods.
All gods. Is Thor Many also gods. A horny bastard?
Sure.
Okay.
I think Thor uses condoms, but like Odin has children out of wedlock.
Yeah.
Loki.
What about this girl? Does she have children?
In the mythology, I don't know. Gene Hendricks, help us out, but...
I'm pretty sure, like, in my mind, gods just fuck all the
time.
Well, let's look at her...
well, if you don't sleep, what else relatives? Do you do at night?
Yeah, in my mind, if you're a god and have a dick, you're just fucking all the time. Because there's nothing else to do.
But,
you get bored. You must.
And it's also, like, all the time. They have a lot more years to fill.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be weird, because she's the goddess of death. Would she really bring life?
What kind of life would she bring?
Or even, I would feel weird.
Like, give birth, like, to a three-headed spider.
Like, in my mind, if I'm the guy that, or girl that goes to see her, it's like, so, will I be okay after this? Like, will I survive? It's like, I don't know. I'm not gonna do it. I'm just gonna get out the back door and run away.
No, then you're also dead.
Yeah, also, she's mad. Please keep the headdress on as we do this.
Oh, no. Oh my god, yes.
Oh, God.
Is Hela hot or not?
I mean, she is.
Yeah, I think hot.
I think she's too ice cold to be hot.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
I like the severeness of her.
Fuck feelings and stuff.
Yeah, I agree. They're fucking hassle.
Oh, no. Her touch is fatal to mortals.
I know.
Well, oh, no. This changes everything. All the hand-holding we were gonna do on the beach.
Does it hurt when her face deteriorates?
Well, she becomes super weak. So she has to at least touch the headdress to bring her vitality back.
Can she just rip a piece off and just carry it in her purse everywhere?
I think she's a big purse person.
Okay, fine. have it in a locket.
You should be writing the Thor comics. I never thought of it. Maybe when you destroy an artifact, it destroys the magic of it, right?
Yeah, that's what I think.
This is just a warning for our D&D game, Josie.
But
don't destroy artifacts.
It could happen that, like, in a future comic, her headdress gets blown to pieces, and then everyone finds a little piece, and the little piece does something. Am I too far into...
No, you've just become a writer.
Yeah, that's comic books.
That's how it happens?
Yes, they've called me, they've just hired you.
Oh, cool. When do I start?
Tomorrow. You must leave.
It's Saturday tomorrow.
We need three stories by tomorrow morning.
I quit!
Problem solved.
The answer is hot.
Yes.
What was the question?
Hot or not.
Oh.
I feel like the powers look cool too, so I'm cool with it. Does it hurt the dead people?
What do you mean?
She's taking the forces out of, like, the dead.
But they're dead!
But it's the unworthy dead, and it's hell. So I'm sure it's suffering.
What does it mean, unworthy dead? They weren't worthy of dying?
No, they weren't worthy of going to Valhalla.
They suck.
It's hell. So are you worthy of heaven or are you worthy of hell in the Norse culture? So
dying is so complicated.
So is it a form of torture for them anyways? They're in hell, they're suffering and everything, so I'm going to steal your life forces to attack this dude?
Probably.
Why do they have life forces if they're dead?
Well, you better figure it out, because your first assignment as a leader is to tell a story from the point of view of a dead person in hell.
Oh no. That is torture.
I am Hela, Odin's firstborn. Commander of the legions of Asgard, the rightful heir to the throne, and the goddess of death.
Whoever you are, whatever you've done, surrender now, or we will show you no mercy.
Whoever I am, did you listen to a word I said?
Hela, Hela.
Heliopolis. We saw the Asgardians, but they're not the only gods in town. Heliopolis is the name of the Egyptian city of the gods, a group of powerful beings who were worshipped in ancient Egypt. Each given a quarter page, we have Osiris, the wise king of the gods and god of the dead. Isis, his queen, goddess of fertility and domestication, a peaceful, warm woman who wants to help humanity.
Also his sister.
Well, you know. Horus, the sun god, son of Osiris, and one day will be leader. Seth, god of evil, he's the villain of the bunch who imprisoned the other gods in a pyramid until Odin freed them in the 20th century so they could help Thor stop Seth, who is sometimes called Set or Sutek.
I am Sutek the Destroyer. Where I tread, I leave nothing but dust and darkness.
From invading other godly realms. Then we have Jeb, god of the earth, the father of Osiris, a more or less retired, and Nut.
Is it Newt? No, it's Nut.
His devoted wife, goddess of the sky, who feels guilty about how Seth turned out. Heliopolis.
Can I just start off with saying, I feel like some people really won the name lottery and some people really didn't.
Jeff and Nut sound like those two silly sidekicks that are like just tagging along.
It gets Jose better. Is checking to make sure.
But no, it's a real god name though.
Yes. Is it Newt?
Newt.
Okay.
No, it's Nut. And it gets better because.
Newt!
Oh, that's even better. It gets better because Jeb's symbol is the goose, and Nut's symbol is the cow. I love it.
Wow.
And Jeb and Newt, I want like this ridiculous TV show called Jeb and Newt.
I won't watch it.
They're basically the equivalent of the Titans, you know, the parents of the gods. She's sort of Gaia, and you know.
I also Gaia really like sounds that. A little more regal than Newt.
Well,
I like that there's just like one random commonly current today used name.
Seth.
Horus.
And Seth is pretty much the bigger character here because he makes appearances over and over again, whereas the other gods are sort of really background characters all in this story.
Seth, he's the leader of the bunch.
I really hate the mix of the traditional Egyptian-y looking stuff and the metal.
Absolutely, I hate it too.
If the metal was gold, I think I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it as much.
Some of them are like fine. Like I think like Isis is I'm okay with that. Like the metal-y shoes.
Yeah, and then Nude is fine as well. Jeb also. It's just when the whole leg is. But it looks like it's robotic.
The women, it still looks kind of traditional.
Yeah.
But the men, it's just crazy. I don't know. Yeah.
The thing is, I think if it was gold, it wouldn't look as robotic, and I think they wanted it to look robotic.
I hate it.
Yes.
But I agree.
Because the thing they did is not put animal heads on them, but put animal helmets on them.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Is he an insect?
No, that's
he's
a bird.
Falcon.
He's
a falcon. Oh. Symbol is the.
It's a Serpent Society guy.
Nice.
And
Seth.
He's missing a hand.
You mean Seth.
I am Sutek the Destroyer.
How could they build robotic legs but not give a hand to poor Seth?
Because he was cut by Odin.
He lost it in a battle.
Oh, jeez.
Prosthetics exist, guys.
Maybe he likes the sacrifice. What? He sacrificed his hands to do something for the fight.
It's a trope. It's a trope for gods, because Tyr for the Norse gods, also missing a hand. They do this a lot.
So Captain Hook is missing a hand.
Right.
Is there any relation to gods? No.
He's got a prosthetic.
He does have a prosthetic.
Okay, but if they're wearing headset of their symbol animal, why is Jeb wearing something that looks like a bear when his symbol is a goose?
Where do you see a bear?
Well, I don't see a goose.
It just looks like he's wearing a wig.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a red-haired wig.
Maybe it's supposed to be the I'm thinking about turkeys.
I was like, a goose doesn't have that.
Some, like, Raggedy Ann shit.
I love that his other aliases are Seb and Keb. So basically anything Eb is, like, these guys.
It's like when you call your cat, like, Tiggy, I call him Wiggy or Biggy, and he's still going to turn his head.
Yeah.
Because
he's basically the same.
He just understands the sound, right?
Jeb and Newt are also married and sister and daughter. Sister and... Right.
Sister and daughter!
Jesus Christ, I can't English today.
I can't English. Fine.
Yes. Now you've got a sitcom, Jeb and Newt, coming up.
I'm definitely not watching it. You guys, but I find Jeb looks really feminine to me. And obviously the hair is... But, like, it looks like a skirt. Like,
I'm into actually.
You got tunics, because it's... I mean...
I know, but way more than the others, for some reason.
It's a pencil skirt.
I think it might be the position as well.
I feel like that's a skirt.
It looks more feminine to me, is what I mean. Okay. In comparison to Horus. Okay. For some reason, I'm not sure. Maybe it's the legs that are exposed.
Maybe it's the
chest piece.
Like a garter belt situation. Maybe that makes it a little more...
Yeah, maybe.
Because I kind of like the sort of androgynous middle groundness of it.
That's cool.
And for once, it's not because two people are combined in one body.
Although he is dating his sister.
And if he's God of Earth, then maybe he is Gaia. He's a guise of Gaia.
He's Gaia.
Wait, you say that, but it kind of looks like he was supposed to be guarding, like, a 6-year-old girl who was like, "Can we play dolly?" And then dressed him up, gave him a wig.
Can we talk about Newt's outfit? Because, like, hello.
I love it.
I love that
asymmetrical belt.
The top only just covers her boobs.
Oh, yeah. There's definite under boob
situation. But I like that there's, like, a shoulder piece to it. There's a sleeve, but it's, like, super tiny.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
Like, that's an outfit I want to wear while doing pole, on a spinner pole, so you, like, the dress would flow, and it's like, it's gorgeous.
And Isis, too, though.
The women look way better than the men.
Do you like that headdress with the mirror on it?
Yes. I'm cool with that. I think that's actually a probably practical thing, because I feel like you could blind people with it.
I thought you were going to say, like, I could check my hair when I say hi to my friend.
I mean, that's also...
And not just that, for herself. She just needs to take it off, and she can fix her makeup real quick.
Does she turn into a half corpse when she attacks
him? No.
And I like how skinny the straps are. Like,
yeah,
they're exposing
a
lot, but I still like it, and how deep the V is.
Osiris, that's a diaper, honey.
Yes, that is very diapery.
Although I'm digging the metal beard.
Yes, that's funny.
How did they keep those on?
It was glued.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are they cool?
You tell me, that's the whole point of the show.
No, but I mean, like, when they're used in comics, are they cool?
Are you sure you don't mean, so what's their personality like again?
Well, I know what your personality is right now.
Fight. What happens is, I don't think the Egyptian gods aren't used a lot.
Yeah, because that's what I was wondering, like, they're...
Only Seth.
I am Sutekh the Destroyer.
Seth is a villain.
He's the leader of the Bajorans.
In my head, he's played by Seth Rogen this entire time, just so you guys know.
I think more modern days, they removed the H. I think he's just called Set. Seth, since he's a villain, he can return again and again to plague Thor. Whereas the other guys are just an extra pantheon that you don't need to see because there just isn't room for them in stories.
Okay. And they're busy copulating with their sibling.
It's probably a typo. but ice is his height.
6C.
6C.
Yeah.
No, you just wouldn't understand god heights.
Everyone else normal has heights. Regular heights. Mm-hmm. I go 6 cardboard boxes. 6C.
Is it her cup?
That's
a raw size. She's tiny, tiny.
Why does he have a shepherd thing?
Because he's bringing death.
Yeah, he's the death guy, right?
It's because when you die on stage, he just hooks you with a scroll.
When are you on stage?
Like pulling away with the cane thing?
Yeah. Have you never seen that gag?
Yeah.
Let's put it in the column of stuff Iddies doesn't know about. None of you should laugh because there's a column for each of you.
It's
a classic comedy bit. You see it in cartoons all the time. It's just when somebody's really bad on stage.
Yeah, there's a huge hook and they bring
you up.
Big
cane.
Yeah, but they don't die.
No.
Oh, he died. Oh, I died.
And it is called dying on stage.
Is it really?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Because you feel like you're dying because it's horrible.
We've all been there. Heliopolis. Hot or not?
First of all, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
It's Greek.
What happened to Ra?
I don't know. There's a lot of
the gods that aren't here. Bast.
Yeah.
The goddess of cats. Not there.
I'm sad there's Ra isn't there because, like, I did a project in, like, 7th grade or 8th
I
grade.
I did, too!
So I would have really had that was Ra facts.
Bravo.
Hoorah!
I mean, they still exist because in this text they mentioned the other, like,
yeah,
Anubis
we've seen them again.
And everything, but they're exist. Like, Shu took Ra's place when Ra became too weary and old, so that's where Ra is.
Poor Ra. Aw.
I think my general consensus is the women are very hot and the men are like, meh to me.
That's the same for me. I'm dividing it in two. Girls are superior, and the guys suck.
Okay.
I think the guys are punching above their weight here.
Although I feel like Seth looks like his hat thing gives him a beard. Like, it makes me laugh.
It's like one of those toques Lincoln that has beards. A beard on it.
Yeah.
I think Seth sometimes shows up in Jeb and Newt's show.
Yeah, he's like
he's like, hey guys! They're like, ugh, party guys.
He's one of their sons.
Jeb's face almost looks like he's a ventriloquist puppet.
Ew.
Does it make you uncomfortable?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Newt and Isis are definitely
they're
hot. Horus is a lukewarm. The others are Fnir.
I still can't, like, because I originally saw that headdress thing as a cockroach. I can't unsee it now. I know it's not I know it's something else, but.
And all of a sudden, I'm seeing her, like, to row.
Like a paddle?
Yes, a paddle.
A rope. A golden paddle.
Yeah. Or like to make butter.
A churning.
Maybe that's what you do. What kind of god? Is he the god of butter?
Of the sun.
Butter is yellow.
Similar.
Sun is yellow. Yeah. He's the god of butter.
His left eye can paralyze others. That's interesting. Just his left one?
Yeah, that's really weird.
Like, are their powers cool?
See, they have powers.
Yeah, they have powers.
Jeb has magical control over land formations.
Boom, mountain.
Wow, that's the kind of job no one asks you about.
Nut has magical control over sky phenomena.
Oh, that's cool. I'm digging that.
Yeah. Rainbow, boom.
I want a fucking rainbow.
Yeah. Looking out the window and fuck this sun. Give me rain.
I love rainbows.
Jeez. Yeah. Isis has vast control over elemental forces, including the ability to restore life to the dead.
And Osiris projects energy.
Elemental.
Anytime you deal with dead death, I find it's risky.
It's a messy process, according to the genie in Aladdin.
Yes.
And according to Alchemist as well.
Is his, you know what? Osiris's headrest almost, like, if you change the direction of the tubes, it looks like those caps where you put beer in it.
They all look ridiculous.
It looks like a bottle.
It looks like a classic Cyberman. If the top was the other way too, it would be like more squares. It would be like
and
a classic
almost
Cyberman.
Like a the uterus could be here. The tubes are there.
The fallopian.
Yeah, the
fallopian
tubes.
Is his face the uterus?
Yeah, maybe.
So, like, Heliopolis to me is like a frat party gone wrong.
These were all at a frat party. They got like superhuman powers. And they've just been fucking around ever since. That's my evaluation.
What a great time. All the old paintings on the tomb, they do the stand and
The Hellfire Club, based on actual elite clubs, call them secret societies if you like, in 18th century Britain, where the high society could have access to immoral pleasures and perform pagan acts. The Hellfire Club of the Marvel Universe is much the same.
Yeah, wasn't it like Benjamin Franklin or something in that?
There were like sex parties that that dude went to, for sure. It was like an underground.
Well, it was filled with people intent on accumulating money and power by manipulating markets and governments. Marvel Universe, the same. Except it was taken over by mutants at some point, which has changed the agenda only slightly. Most members haven't noticed. By tradition, the inner circle of the Hellfire Club dress in Regency and or S&M costumes and take titles based on chess pieces. All we get is headshots. Some of these characters have their own entries. We've already seen the Black King and the Black Queen, for example. Known members are the White Queen, who gets her own entry, the Black Bishop, Harry Leland, who can increase anyone's mass, the White Bishop, Donald Pierce, who has cybernetic limbs. He's not a mutant and doesn't like him. The Black Rook, Friedrich von Rome, a jeweler who becomes a berserker fighter. The White Rook, Emmanuel da Costa, a Brazilian business executive, and the father of one of Xavier's students. Let's just say that Sunspot doesn't have a great relationship with his dad. Tessa, who is sort of the administrative assistant and has a computer mind.
What?
Well, she's good at collecting facts and processing. Okay. Phoenix as the Black Queen. So she went bad for a bit and joined.
But there's two Black Queens?
Well, not at the same time.
Huh. By Phoenix, do we mean like...
Jean Grey.
Okay.
Yeah. And Mastermind, though his application was rejected, they still put him here. We will see him later.
An application process?
Actually, you have to be invited. So I don't know what I don't remember the story exactly, but you have to be invited.
And then you apply.
And then I guess there's a process. He failed.
So why does Tessa have a regular name? It's so
she's
sad.
She's an administrator.
She could have had the...
assistant. A pawn?
That's a bit sad.
Yeah.
It's better than Tessa.
I think having her name is not as bad.
Well, how about, like, the horse?
I think they reserved that for the actual underlings because they're also pictured. You see the White Queen on the next page, the White Queen interrogating Storm. You see Jean Grey as the Black Queen gloating over unconscious X-Men. You see also Wolverine fighting the Hellfire Club mercenary soldiers, which I guess are maybe our knights and pawns in this scheme.
I don't know the English names of the chess pieces.
I love the nickname thing.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for, like, a theme.
I think it's badass.
I think that's cool as hell. I think it's exclusive, because there's only so many nicknames possible in this scenario. So I think that's pretty cool.
So you have to wait till, like, someone leaves, or you have to kill them off and take their place.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, the inner circle must have so many spots.
Yeah.
Like, it's a council with so many seats.
It reminds me when the SPCA gets cats.
Oh,
and they all name
okay.
it like certain, like a name, a certain
theme name.
Yeah, they're all like Timbit and Double Double and
Or
Donut.
Like, or certain characters in like Disney film. And then one time it was Sushis, and I was like, God, this is adorable.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I like themes.
I love a good theme.
Yeah, we saw Joey Chandler and Ross.
See? That's adorable.
Yeah.
So why is there no White King? Is it because the Black King doesn't want to share his power?
He's greedy.
I feel like you can't have more than one king.
No.
Is he like the president?
Not the current president, just like the president of the club.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. We see these guys in First Class, in X-Men First Class. So the Black King is
I mean, they
Kevin
look rich.
Bacon.
I'm sure they are riding in First Class.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon is like the Black King, and January Jones is the White Queen.
Yeah, he's the leader of the inner circle and chairman of Hellfire Club.
It says here that there are normally two kings. We just have never seen the White King, at least up through 1986.
The Black King just shoved them in a closet and left them there.
Are the Black ones inherently badder?
No.
They're all bad?
Yeah.
Cool. I like the overall bad.
The Black Rook has a pretty sweet mustache. Especially for, when is this happening? Because it looks like he's come out of another century.
Well, they are having that restoration look.
Oh, right.
And the BDSM shit is awesome, I gotta say. Like,
I didn't think you were going towards awesome.
It's surprisingly risque. Like, I'm actually a bit shocked by it.
I love it. It's amazing.
I'm into it.
Is this blood on her legs? Like, have they been, like, whipping her?
Oh my god, it is blood. Or is it blood or is it misprinted?
I don't see what you're seeing.
Look, on the legs, it's like red.
Speckled red everywhere on her legs.
It's like they were...
And there's the same on her arms as well.
That's very,
It looks like she's been, like, cut slightly.
I don't know.
I didn't really realize that guy had a mask.
I love a theme. So if you're gonna go with, like, a fun chess theme, you're gonna go with a fun... Everyone's dressing up. Like, I'm down for that. Yeah. I think that's fun.
Well, I like a good secret society group.
If I had a secret society, you better believe that we'd be wearing cool outfits. I can tell you that much right now.
And have badass names.
Would it be sexy?
I mean, maybe yes. It would.
We need, like, capes or cloaks. It needs to happen.
Yes.
We need to meet, like, in the basement of a castle.
There's a castle close to my house.
Oh, see?
Yeah, does it have a basement?
People live in it. So we might have to kick them out.
No, we just dig until we're under their house.
Oh, God.
I used to have a roommate who used to wear cloaks and have meetings in the basement. She was a Satanist.
Well, it's a kind of secret society. It's a cult, at least. What do you think of the mercenary outfits?
You know what they look like? From the back, they look like Cyclops.
That's right.
Because Cyclops is lame.
I'm not digging the face thing. That face thing looks like there's someone else's face that they put on their face.
Yeah. The line in the middle makes it look like a butt.
It reminds me of a less enjoyable Shy Guy with the mask. They're wearing masks, but Shy Guys are adorable. So.
But I do like the concept of the suit. Like, I like the bright red with the black, like, simple design, but it's still memorable for like, a group of people that are just, like, a bunch of people.
For henchmen, it's impressive to have an accent color.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be honest.
Can we, like, switch the mask for, like, another BDSM thing? Like, just, like, a ball gag or...
Sure.
Anything else.
There's nothing like fighting with a ball gag. Yeah. It's very efficient.
That's a lot of, like, spit.
If you're gonna commit
Don't bring up the spit.
I feel like it's the only thing in BDSM that I'm, like... Absolutely not. The mask, it doesn't do it for me.
But the ball gag does.
I mean...
do you think this mask zips up? Like, does the face, fold together? Zip it up?
I think so.
The Hellfire Club, hot or not.
Okay, well, which piece of chess that you're calling? Everyone needs to get a different...
Queen!
One. Which one?
White!
Oh, can I be Black Queen? I feel like that's my vibe.
I'm cool with a rook. I'd
be a bishop, whatever.
Yeah, I also think I would go rook if I had the choice here.
I'm not straightforward enough to be a rook.
And you might.
Oh, wow. So you're
the king.
You're the king?
I'm a Tessa because I hate chess. Like, I have rules against playing chess.
Oh, I also hate chess.
Wait, do you have administrative rules? Because you're a shoo-in for Tessa.
They're very straightforward. I will only play chess if, and only if, it is a novelty set with cute figures.
Oh, yeah. Or a giant set.
Cats for... Thank you for stealing my punch.
Go again, and I'll be quiet.
I'm just gonna cut in.
I only play chess if it's a novelty cute set, conceptual,
like a life size?
I'm gonna go there! I hate all of you! I never want to play with you again!
So is the Hellfire Club hot or not?
Tessa's hot!
I think I gotta say hot. I just think this whole idea is cool and hot. I mean, they're literally hot, at least. The weird thing, like, you don't see any of the men. I feel like, where are the men?
They're in the background here and there.
For a good reason.
Yeah, topless and
I guess
a drink.
As per usual, I don't really care about the men, but at least the women.
I mean, I feel like the actual characters themselves, some of them sound like just like administrative, like executives that could be kind
of boring. What's wrong with administrative?
But that could be maybe a bit boring in and of it's just like that character all by itself. But as a group, I'm cool with it.
Agreed.
Yes. Cool. I wish one of us was a lesbian. Cool group. Wow.
Okay.
I just feel like it would give a different perspective. Well, when you said, as usual, I don't care about the men. I just think it would be
interesting. Yeah, I don't think a lesbian would help with that.
No, but I'm saying...
We're generally more obsessed with the women than the men.
I know, but I wonder if a lesbian would also be.
No, it makes sense, because comics are about power fantasies.
Yeah, they're heterosexual in their nature.
Very often, although the X-Men comics, pretty queer. But the whole idea that you see yourself as the hero. So you identify with the hero. So you guys are just identifying with characters that are more like yourselves. That may be the women, or sometimes it's the male characters.
But I don't want to sleep with the women.
That's fine. You can still say they're hot. Objectively speaking.
I know. I just wonder if it would be a different dynamic.
As a bi, I would say no.
Did you just come out?
No, I have already told you that.
This is old news.
Yeah. I didn't know this.
Oh, well, sorry.
Neither did I. Woo!
That's also stuff you can put in.
Surprise!
Where have you guys been?
Is that in that column of stuff we didn't know? Sometimes the columns intersect.
That's funny.
We're learning things today.
I feel like Josie's been this voice as well. It's not just Shotgun. You've been that sort of a...
Are you my too?
Ambiguous.
Kinda. A sort of, yeah.
I think we all are to an extent, but that's my person. I mean, there's a spectrum.
So maybe
there's a spectrum,
he's
guys.
The only not lesbian. I'm the only one who loves dick. That's not true. I mean, he loves dick too.
I love dick.
We also all love dick, but that's...
And wait a second, you're saying that Elise is the only not lesbian? Come on, Mike's not a lesbian.
Mike would be a great lesbian. Stop it.
Like fire, hellfire, this fire in my skin, this burning desire is turning me to sin.
Hellions. The Hellfire Club started a school for gifted youngsters to rival Professor X's. Sometimes poaching young mutants that should have gone to Xavier's school and turning them into pawns to serve the club's interests. Some lean towards criminality, some don't. Let's look at them individually. First, there's a roulette. She throws discs of probability energy. White discs give the target good luck, black discs bad luck. Before being offered a scholarship to the Massachusetts Academy, she was in a street gang in Atlantic City. She's self-centered and cruel, and she only considers her own comfort.
I don't like the power.
I feel like, Elise, you should cosplay this. I don't know why. I think it's the way, like, the neckline is. I feel like you would like that neckline.
Yeah, it is very asymmetrical and fun.
It is very deep, though. It's like one boob's completely
very exposed.
Out.
Hmm. Like, yeah, I've been there before. Don't worry about it.
Like, I know it's because of the shape of the deep V. There's one boob that looks so flat and the other one is
God.
So voluptuous. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
I guess this boob. We probably just don't see.
We all have one boob that's smaller. Yes.
Okay, you know when your purse is like chilling with a strap in between your boobs?
Yeah.
Like one's flat out and the other one's kind of over the strap.
Okay. Yeah.
It looks like that.
Yeah. So more support there, yeah.
I would request that her name be pronounced with a French accent, please.
Roulette.
Hello, I'm Roulette. I don't know why. I feel like she should be a French girl.
But she's from Jersey.
I don't care.
There will be a French girl in this team.
Watch for
her later.
The power is so weird. Like, how often does she use the good luck?
For her teammates.
Yeah, so good.
I love that you can completely conceive sending bad luck to people, but you had to be pointed out how to send good luck to people.
But I was just so picturing them as an evil group. I hadn't really thought of the use of fighting that good guy. I'm just gonna help you out. That's so good.
And then she misses and it goes to the good guy, so then...
And they're not necessarily evil. They're just pawns of the Hellfire Club, so...
You said she was, though.
Well, no, she's not a very nice person.
Self-centered.
But...
It's very mathy. I like the probability situation.
I like the little triangle they have on their chest. That's really cool.
It's really on the boob.
Do we feel that she's French because her hair is very Brigitte Bardot?
Yeah, maybe.
Roulette. You know what Roulette makes me think of? It makes me think of Beauty and the Beast. Lumiere would totally be into Roulette.
Oh, yeah. Who's his girlfriend?
Plumette, whatever.
What's
her actual name? I don't know, but it's a Plumette.
Plumette.
What is it?
It's a duster.
I know, it's a duster, but she has a... What's her name?
Maybe it's like an actual name.
Jean Hendricks, help us out. No.
I think the power of Google is working.
I feel like she has proportions similar to what I had before my surgery. I got a breast reduction.
Yeah. Did you?
The feather duster.
Is this something that's in somebody's column at this point?
No, but it's just that her waist isn't very long.
Babette is the name.
Babette.
Babette.
Oh, but it says just Plumette in the live action.
Maybe they changed it to Babette. Babette is the animated.
But yeah, I understand what you mean.
It's a very short waist, torso. But with short torso with the like accentuated waist.
So there's
the
no way breasts. I could play her. I have a very long torso. I'm basically a Dachshund.
I could touch the elastic waistband of my pants to the bottom of my breasts very easily. I have a very short torso.
So you from the past, if you were blonde, could do this.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at that costume on a male character.
It is basically the same costume.
It is absolutely.
They're uniforms. So Jetstream, he's from Morocco. He can fly at great speeds on superheated air that he generates. He needed cybernetic implants to control the power, and these include superhuman eyesight. So he feels beholden to the club, and his overdeveloped sense of honor tells him he should serve them for the rest of his life.
How did he get an overdeveloped sense of... Was that cyber-connected enhancement too?
No.
Oh, he's just a sucker?
He's just honorable.
Oh, okay. He's... That's what I mean.
So do they use him as a like jet or something? Do they ride on his back?
No.
That'd be so cool. But it's too hot
jet
for that,
stream,
though.
Not jet ski.
He's the equivalent of Cannonball in the New Mutants, because that's the two rival groups, let's say.
Mm. There's like a, we're leaving on a jet stream joke in there, but I wasn't sure how to get it in there.
So. Okay, so that's how you did it? That's how you chose to do it? I wanted to say it.
I think he's too handsome.
He reminds me of Danny Zuko in Grease. Like with the hair.
I feel like it's very... What's your favorite movie again, Mike?
What's
that movie?
Magnolia?
Magnolia.
No, that other one.
Blade Runner?
Yes, that.
Really?
I feel... No, but it's very like 80s sexy minion...
I feel like he has a mullet.
That has nothing to do with Blade Runner.
No, like the villains, the very sexualized, good-looking and chiseled and stuff. I think that's what you mean.
But they're all
like
really
Leon.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
No, not like Leon.
No, wait, is that not? Oh no, sorry.
You mean Roy Batty? Yeah.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Okay.
He looks like he's pouting.
Yeah, I think there's something like supermodelly about his face.
You know what? This guy takes a lot of selfies.
You know who it is? Who he looks like? Really, he looks like Ben Stiller in Zoolander.
Oh God,
I hate them.
I hate that movie. But his personality kind of contradicts that. He feels like actually like a decent person.
Mm. Ben Stiller in Zoolander is honorable.
No.
Yes, he is. He's naive. He's an idiot. He's honorable.
I guess.
He wants to do the right thing.
Yes.
He just doesn't know what that means.
Yes.
Okay. And I think it's the exact same for him. He thinks he's doing the right thing because he's sticking up to the group that accept him, but he doesn't realize that he's being manipulated.
Yeah. I do like him then.
What do you think of the costume on a guy?
I forgot to say it in the first one. The gloves and the boots that's sticking out, like the side, I fucking hate it.
It's very involved for a uniform.
Yes.
For a school uniform, that's a lot.
I am okay with that because the triangle seems to be their thing.
Hmm. It just sticks out too much.
But like, it doesn't seem practical.
Is it because the X-Men, it's a circle with an X in the middle and they wanted to do a triangle because it's different? I'm going to go with yes.
But I like that on one arm, it's black. On one leg, the uniform is black. Yeah. But like they have like the right stripe that goes across. I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of an X, which is weird.
It's a dash.
Slash, a satchel. Oh my god,
it's a satchel.
Sash and slash, kind of. Is it why it's called a sash?
No.
Oh.
Okay, Jetstream is covered.
Ooh!
All right, so next up is Taro.
Oh, is she French? Is she a French?
She is from Lyon in France.
Oh, I love her.
Is she called Marie? Because
Is she actually called Marie?
Marie-Ange Colbert.
Oh my god, they're always called Mary.
So here, she can animate an image from the tarot cards she carries and from which characters can spring, become full-sized, and act on her behalf.
Oh.
But for some reason, it only works if she picks a card at random. And she's a tarot reader as well, so whatever she picks, she thinks is also a prediction.
She thinks it's a prediction, but she believes.
I'm not saying it is a prediction, but she at least behaves like warning signs, and so she believes in that stuff.
I feel like the triangle thing V-neck is more of a V-neck this time, like, and so for Cat's Eye as well.
She has a longer torso.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why it doesn't, like, go over the boob like it did with
Roulette.
Maybe she has less boobs as well.
That could help too. She looks skinnier.
I like her hair, first of
all. Yes.
It's amazing. I love it.
Why is her face yellow?
Coloring problem.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
Ignore that. But yes, I love her hair.
I kind of like the power, actually. Mm-hmm. Because I like the fact that she's still kind of... There's something that you have to make the decision to use a card, but to have the future exist because of that. So if you use it, you have to suffer with the consequences of knowing that that's could be a prediction as well. So yeah, it's kind of like when do you use it? Do you use it?
I like she doesn't have 100% control on it. Like, it's not...
You can't just say, I need...
She can't be in the corner and be like, oh, which card,
I need
which
the
card?
High priestess right now.
This card will be good. It's like, I hope it's a good one. Fuck.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a bad one.
But what if the other girl pitches, like, a probability disc towards her, and then ups the chance, and that's how you work as a team.
Good job.
I love this team. Is there a leader in this team? Or is it, like
they get orders queen? From the White Queen.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure who the field leader necessarily is. I think it's probably Empath. We'll get to him.
She's a tarot reader. Her name is Taku. The other one is a probability. Her name is Roulette. If I were to become a student at this school, wouldn't my name be Pelote?
Pelote.
Why? Because of the knitting power?
The knitting.
Yeah, I guess.
What if you knit something and that becomes like a reality and attacks people? It would take a long time.
I don't think people are not going to understand this unless they speak French, but I don't think that's a good name. Now, let's look at the fourth member here. Thunderbird 2.
Oh.
So this is the kid brother of the original Thunderbird, a Native American mutant who joined the X-Men at the same time as Storm, Nightcrawler, etc., but died in an early mission. Now, James Proudstar, this guy, has the same powers, which is to say he's mildly super strong and tough, and he wants to hone his abilities so he can eventually avenge his brother. Kind of blames the X-Men, but you know, it wasn't all their fault. His pride often gets the better of him.
He's so emo.
He looks like an anime character.
That's why I love him so much. He has a bulge.
I feel.
That's okay.
High school me would have been in love with this guy.
I'm still in love.
I mean, I'm a fan of the long hair, like very dark long hair and like chiseled, like, hello.
Oh, can Keanu Reeves play this guy?
Yes, he can. Yes, he Canada.
It's interesting that he's Thunderbird 2. Took the name from his brother. I think it's...
If it would be French, it would be Thunderbird.
We're just killing it with jokes you guys don't understand.
Editing Mike is gonna hate us.
Editing Mike's gonna make some deep cuts.
Like these uniforms. No, he's very handsome, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's always funny how they make like the brooding, sad, vengeful characters like the clearly emo character.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He sings Creep every night before going to sleep.
That's his lullaby.
he's in a band, clearly.
Oh yeah.
Like, he plays the bass.
Plays the bass, yeah.
He looks like the guy that, like, if someone gets, like, abducted or hurt or something, he, like, wants to go at them like, try to get them, and people have to hold him back and be like, no, like, we have to wait, and
this is
not the good time, and he seems like the...
Impulsive type.
Impulsive, emotional one.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. But yeah,
I think his brother was like that as well.
Yeah, I'd sleep with him.
Yes.
Once he grows up.
Yeah. How young is he?
Well, I mean, they're in school, so.
I would go in the past. I would transfer myself to my past.
No, you're still an adult in your head.
Oh, gross.
But wait.
You would let your teenage self.
Yeah.
Are they in school or in college?
School.
Okay.
So teenagers.
Because Black Hole's a minor.
Yeah, they're minor. So it's basically their... Like the X-Men.
Yeah.
The X-Men all go to that same school.
Okay.
The other school. But they're all teachers now. Yeah. And the students are the new mutants. We've seen Cannonball. We'll see others. So these are the equivalent. If the Hellfire Club fights the X-Men, the Hellions are bred to fight the new mutants.
Okay.
So bred?
Trained.
Okay, thank you.
Let's look at Empath.
No.
He's from Spain.
Can you please pronounce his full name with the Spanish accent?
Manuel something, Alfonso Rodrigo de la Roca.
That was an awful Spanish accent.
That was not a Spanish accent. I'm not doing an accent. He's from Spain, has the power to alter people's emotional states.
Oh.
He always tries to do this secretly, but his eyes glow when he does. Telltale power. He's an arrogant, manipulative schemer and the real villain of the group.
Oh my god, I hate him.
He has a flirtation with the new mutant called Magma, but he's faking his interest in order to manipulate her. He's that guy.
What a piece of shit.
Fuck Empath.
Let's just move on, please, before I burn this book.
I was gonna say
he could alter my emotional state, but like, he's misnamed. He should be called Douchebag.
I can just imagine, like, you're sitting like, oh my god, why do I feel so angry? Am I gonna start my period or something? Am I just like really off today and you're getting angry and you turn around and glow eyes? In the dark room, you went back.
Or like, if you're actually mad at him for like a valid reason, and then he changes your emotions.
Don't you glow your eyes at me?
I see your eyes glowing.
Yeah, like if you're in a fight and he's like, oh, let's take a break. He goes like in the living room and all of a sudden I'm a cheery again. He's like, well, just avoid this fight.
That's not cool.
And make me cheery. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fucking bullshit.
I think we've seen...
Probably wears sunglasses.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like, Cyclops is lame, but he knows to wear a visor. Why doesn't he wear a visor? Hello.
He probably does, and that makes him even more of a douche.
It's not in the costume.
Exactly. Like, why doesn't he have sunglasses? And he looks like... so clean cut, it's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like him.
He's just got the smirk that I hate.
That's good art.
I know I can hit that.
That's good art.
Fuck you.
Gross.
Yeah, that's right to change our emissions now.
Yeah. Oh my god.
He reminds me of people in my office that think they're so much better. Like, they're like, oh, I have such a better position than you. So they give me stuff to do and it's like, do it. And it's like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of shit.
I feel like the others have like an active pose and he's just kind of there like, look at me, I'm gorgeous.
Yeah, like this is the kind of guy that lays down and lets you cowgirl every night.
Yeah.
And never gives back.
Asshole.
Yeah.
And you like it. You like it. You want to.
So he makes you do reverse cowgirl so you don't see his
eyes. I hate this. Fucking douche.
Oh, man. I can't. I just know.
No, fuck this dude.
Then finally, Cat's Eye.
Yes.
A cat girl who can turn into a sort of fuchsia lion with sharp claws.
Yes.
Why don't we see the fuchsia lion with sharp claws?
Wait, fuchsia lion?
Well, the same color as her hair.
Her hair is white.
It looks gray.
It's
lavender.
You can see the lavender thing. Yeah, the tail.
But fuchsia's not lavender.
Fuchsia's like... pink.
Like, whatever, guys. Fuchsia. Whatever that purple is.
Okay.
Oh, the tail.
Lavender.
Grayish purple. But that's the cat there.
That's purple.
She's showing you the cat.
That's amazing.
Cool. I'm digging it.
Yep. So she's a confused, volatile girl with an unstable personality.
Very relatable.
Very clingy with her friends, savage with her enemies. And
this is just me and Emily.
Why do you keep describing us?
Okay,
oh my god.
And she speaks a broken English.
Is this a setup?
No, this is a result of having to fend for herself after being abandoned by her terrified parents. So she's more of a, she grew up on the street half the time as an animal.
Is it really written broken English?
That's how I read it.
That's very funny.
Like she would say, like she would talk about herself as Cat's Eye, like, Cat's Eye, not like this sort of thing.
Okay.
It's not that quite that bad all the time, but there is a Tarzan kind of.
It's not her
kind of,
first language.
Yeah, her first language is meow.
I love her.
Yeah.
But that feels weird to say because she's just all of us combined.
Yes.
I love us.
I don't feel she's mean. I feel excluded.
Yeah. She's one of the nicer ones, I think, because she has a friendship. She actually has a friendship with the... there's a new mutant who is basically a werewolf girl. So, and they have a friendship. So I think
they go on hikes as their animals through like a natural park. Just like, this is a beautiful day.
I think so.
But no, I really want this to happen. Like, I want this comic to exist. I even like that broken English because I feel that relates to me when I was younger because I did not speak well in English or French.
It's all... She's great.
Yeah.
I really love her.
And I'm really happy that we're finishing with her and not Empath.
Oh my god, imagine for a second. That would be such a bummer.
Yeah, they're in an odd order because they're not alphabetical. I'm thinking they're showing up, even though they all showed up in the same issue of New Mutants. Number 16, I think they're in the order that they actually showed up on in the pages.
Oh, interesting.
I think that's probably it. So, which are hot, which are not?
Again, like the Egyptian god, can I take Empath out and just chuck him?
Everyone else I'm down
to.
Don't fuck him.
Terrible experience. Chuck him. Garbage. Douche canoe out. Yeah. Everyone else. Bad. Can stay and I will love them and they're hot and delightful.
Oh my god, is the son of an impoverished noble Castilian family.
He has money too.
Yeah,
of course he has money. That's why he's smiling that way.
They can trace their lineage back to the ancient Romans.
People who smile this way never have to worry about anything.
Yeah, they're the people that are like, I'm so handsome I can get any job because, like, just my looks, and it's like, fuck you.
I can't wait for him to hit middle age.
Yeah.
I hope you lose your hair and your muscles.
I hope, but not your virginity. I hope your metabolism slowed down and you gain a lot of weight.
That's such a weird curse. I hope your body slowly breaks down.
Here's another question. Who wears it better? Since they're all wearing the same thing.
I think I'm actually digging the tarot.
I really don't know.
The girls, it's between Roulette and Tahoe for me. Because tails aren't my thing.
Me, it's Tahoe and Thunderbird.
You know what? I think Jetstream. For me, it's Jetstream that's the best of them all. I think it's flattering, probably because of his complexion. I don't know if it's because the other ones are
pale. You know what it is? He wears it. It doesn't wear him.
Sure.
I do see what you mean, though.
Have you not seen Say Yes to the Dress? This is a thing.
Yeah. It's like Thunderbird, it doesn't feel like it goes with his vibe.
Like, he wouldn't have chosen this.
No, he wanted to be black. No, he's, like, upset about being
having
to wear that.
Yeah, he would basically wear, and eventually he did wear his brother's costume.
Tago, it feels very Scarlet Witch.
It does.
Yeah.
But I like that her hair matches her outfit.
Yeah, so I actually like that. I think that might be my favorite.
And Empath looks like he has a Ken crotch, and I think that's just fine.
Did you say Ken crotch?
Ken.
Like a doll.
Like, what's a Ken crotch?
Well, look at that thigh gap.
A can crush is when you stuff a can in your pants, though, to pretend you have a bigger penis. That's actually what it is.
Is it really?
I mean,
a thing?
I feel like a can.
You're making that up.
No, it's a thing.
No, it's not.
It's a thing.
How big a can?
Yeah, right?
Like peas.
Like, it would have to be a pretty small can.
Like,
thinner ones.
Like a Red Bull can.
Yeah.
Or like a, tomato. I thought about a tomato paste can.
It's not a good idea.
I feel like it wouldn't be subtle.
But you do it in jeans, where it's like a rougher material.
I still think you could.
Oh my god, how fucking uncomfortable. What if you get an erection?
Just put a sock. I'm just picturing people.
What a sock in it, dude. I like to think of a cat food can that's really slippery. awkward looking.
Yeah, that's what you want.
That was like the internet.
Or like the ones that are slightly square.
I'm just picturing guys at the store like, okay, like, what about this Monster Energy? Like, what do you think? What do you think? Like, I don't know, man. Maybe one of those, like, snack V8 ones.
Oh, that's too long.
Like, dude, no!
Do you empty it first?
Please, listeners at home, tell us what sort of cans you use in your youth.
Gene Hendricks.
Oh, no! Oh, poor Gene. He has so much stuff to do. Picked on him and you're like, oh, what a to-do list. His weekend's gonna be full. He can check so many things about so many gods.
Wow.
Gods of cans.
Art credits: Hella by Walt Simonson, Heliopolis by Carl Potts, Hellfire Club by Kyle Baker, Helians by Mary Wilshire.
Monthly! It's Action Film Face-Off!
Hello, I'm Jason the Weasel Skull Albrecht, and I'd like to tell you about a podcast I do with my brother, Jared Albrecht, the yard sale artist.
Action film face-off!
Yes, thank you, Jared. Action Film Face-Off is a podcast where my brother and I, who are both military combat vets...
Jason was a Navy SEAL!
Jason was not a Navy SEAL. Jason was a military intelligence wing. But anyway, in each episode of Action Film Face-Off, we select two different action films.
Some of them have Chuck Norris!
Technically speaking, none of them have had Chuck Norris yet, but it could happen because we use a randomizer set between 1970 and modern day to select our two films. So you'll always get two films, each from a different year.
Our randomizer has spikes on it!
We use a Google random number generator, so it does not have spikes on it. And we put the films into our Videodome arena.
It also has spikes!
It does not have spikes. But we discuss the films and score them through six different rounds of criteria.
I score Bond films very high.
Okay, that's true. But anyway, by the end of the episode, we crown one of the action films the champion of Action Film Face-Off.
Next episode, Jason fights a bear.
Jason is not fighting a bear, but please give our show a listen. We're part of the Longbox Crusade network of shows.
Pat Sampson killed a man with a sword once.
I can neither confirm nor deny that statement, but you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, and most podcatchers under Longbox Crusade, or you can subscribe to just our show by searching for Action Film Face-Off.
Come see the blood fly!
And that's Action Film Face-Off. We do, indeed, invite you to come and see the blood fly.
I just said that!
Female back! All right, these will be comments about episode 46, Henry Peter Gyrick, Justin Hammer, Havoc, and Hawkeye. First, a general comment from Bradley Null. This is from fireandwaterpodcast.com, where people can leave comments.
I dare you.
Bradley Null says, I had a friend who created custom champions sheets. That's an role-playing game. With larger place for the hero art, many had blanks to draw a costume on that were partially traced from Ohatmu. I figured I would wait until I recognized one to mention it. Take out Justin Hammer, and this makes three. So his friend used three of the one... Well, I guess he used Gyrick, Havoc, and Hawkeye for his role-playing characters. It makes me wonder if the rest all came from this one issue. And Mike Dana says, another great episode. How you constantly keep putting out fantastic episodes is amazing. So keep it up.
We're just great. We're fucking delights.
It's just hilarious.
No, it's all downhill from here.
Well, he says, we're only into H, and already I'm fearing the end. This show always brings the joy into my life.
Aww. That's so sweet.
I try to rope people into listening to us.
Does it work?
Like on the street, you just...
No, like
you have pamphlets. You go into the comic hunter, have you heard about my podcast?
People at work and stuff. And I'm always like, okay, I don't want to brag or anything, but we're fucking hilarious. Like, yeah, okay. No.
I love that you want to get your colleagues to listen to it. And my colleagues, I'm like... Yeah, I do a podcast. It's not, you can't listen to it. It's it doesn't exist on the web. A radio show in Ukraine.
We record it on this like a phonograph, and we're
just passing USB keys around.
Our close friends,
and then we burn them.
Yeah, we're like Eastern Europe before the fall.
I'm slowly building my voice work empire.
I'm trying to get a few people to listen, and I'm failing miserably.
But thanks for. Yes. Anonymous people that we don't actually know. Do appreciate you.
They're not anonymous.
Some of them probably are.
Let's look at the Henry Peter Gyrick again. Franklin says, on the 90s X-Men cartoon, it was pronounced Gyrick. I mean, we didn't know it was like Gyrish? Gyrick? Yeah, Gyrish. Anyway.
Gyrish.
Yeah, but... that may have been wrong, too, for all he knows. Keith Mason says, I always like seeing Gyrick because he is the reality the superheroes would face. The rigid, rule-enforcing bureaucrat often referred to here as a Jobsworth. In a comic that was often like kids at play, he was the grown-up that the Avengers had foisted upon them. He also sent us a picture of his Vance Astro tattoo. You saw it. I put it in our chat. Mm-hmm. So people at home,
do you want us to react to it right now?
No.
It was beautiful. Oh, yeah.
People can check out the link in the comments for that episode at fireandwaterpodcast.com, of course. Eric says, Peter David showed Gyrick's better side in an issue of Incredible Hulk, in which Gyrick revealed that he had been the caregiver for his Alzheimer's-afflicted father in his father's last years. Aww. This revelation didn't make him less of a jerk, but it did show that there was more to him. Over the years, different writers seem to go back and forth between depicting Gyrick as being just an obstructive, obnoxious bureaucrat or being an outright villain, though it seems that most of his truly evil deeds are later explained as him being brainwashed or under some other form of mind control. Time Priest says, Gyrick the jerk will always be the jerk who robs Storm of her powers.
What?
We talked about this.
We did?
Yes. But whenever you need the government to do jerky things to heroes, this is the jerk you call. And then we have Vera Wild says, as I learned more, I was reminded of Walter Peck, a.k.a. Dickless from Ghostbusters, with his whole pedantic wielding of petty authority. Add the anti-mutant thing, which makes him a nice all-around bigot, since mutation is used as a metaphor for all kinds of minorities, and this guy can go ahead and suck on a dead dog's teat.
Wow, very specific.
Very Vera. And Jeffrey Brown made an angry face at him.
Let's go, Jeffrey Brown!
On Twitter.
You show him!
Next up, we had Justin Hammer. Chris Franklin here says, I need to turn in my classic horror card because up until this moment, I didn't see the Peter Cushing-Justin Hammer visual connection I referenced. But now, bam, and his very name may have been the impetus for this, since Cushing famously worked for Hammer Studios. Mm-hmm. Ah, and that... And when I was looking for, like, a clip, I used a clip from Peter Cushing film where he plays Dr. Frankenstein, and he's wearing this in the clip. Wow. He's wearing exactly this.
Wow.
So I thought, okay. So that's exactly the reference. Who else? Mike Danis says, I really like the lady's characterization, and I think Marvel should start taking notes. Time Priest says, first, the only comics character that should use a cigarette holder is the Penguin. Second, the MCU version of Hammer looks just like the CEO of the company I work for, and... even talked and acted like him.
Oh,
It's like Sam Rockwell studied the CEO and used it to portray Hammer. The first time I saw Iron Man 2, I was holding back from laughing every time Hammer was on screen. That was hard.
That's so odd.
My God, poor guy. If that's the CEO, just go...
And then Vera Wild says, having Sam Rockwell play him doesn't endear me to him at all, because... Look, I might be the only person on the planet who feels this, but I just don't like Sam Rockwell. Like, deep in my gut, I don't like him.
Oh, no.
Couldn't tell you why, so the only appeal this guy could possibly have is as a sugar daddy, but if he's not going to spoil me, then it's a hard not. Havoc is next. Ange said, one of the things about this show is that it can influence my further thoughts on characters. For example, I can't look at Armadillo the same way. Now... thanks to the gang, I can never look at Havoc without now equating his power with ejaculation.
You're welcome. I mean, come on. It's right there.
And how did you not see it before?
Has a little story. Havoc is a hard man. He builds up energy until he releases. Oftentimes, this happens in the climax of the story. I also think that if someone could create a Havoc-style shirt that a guy could wear during amorous encounters, I can imagine the, hey, it looks like your shirt is almost full. You should start thinking about baseball. Chris Franklin says, the Havoc discussion was hilarious and quite insightful. I'm surprised modern writers haven't milked that one, that aspect of his powers. Mike Danis,
really? You're surprised they didn't?
Mike Danis here says, this just made me laugh so hard. Now, all those Havoc stories I've read over the years suddenly have new meanings. The one that pops to mind is the Spidey team-up against the Living Monolith. Spidey always seemed to have problems with his web fluid, so now these two characters make more sense together.
Oh, no.
In fact, they probably had a conversation about asking if it happens to all guys. Also, should that be Havoc's new catchphrase? When he fires plasma blasts, he can yell, discharge.
Oh, ew.
This is not your fault, guys.
I know, but...
we've created a monster.
And Keith Mason says Havoc is a great character who also always suffered from being Cyclops' brother. Mm-hmm. But that black costume and concentric circle design was fantastic, and the character only suffers when moved away from that, as I'm sure your view updates to the characters you will see. Vera Wild shrugs. Says, I mean, he's better than his brother, I guess. Not a huge fan of this look. It's memorable, I guess, but with it just being flat black, except for the head, it feels very unbalanced. And then Hawkeye.
Yay.
Hawkeye.
Chris Franklin says, nice to see Hawkeye getting some love. I knew he was your favorite Siskoid, so I was rooting for you and him. Michael Wagner simply exclaims, pizza dog! Danis says, I remember one of the first trades I ever got was the collected Hawkeye miniseries from the 80s and have always had a soft spot for the character. I'm glad he got all the love for being a lovable loser, but his dog seemed to get more love. In fact, once the ladies saw an image of the dog, Hawkeye seemed to be forgotten, just like in the movies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, everybody said stuff about the penis arrows.
But, in the comments as well?
Yeah, everybody said, oh yeah, now I can't look at arrows without thinking of penises. I can't look at phallic objects without thinking of phalluses.
Welcome to my life.
And you just...
Yeah, Swinbread says, ha, I knew it was Hawkeye that was your favorite Siskoid.
I just wish his comment was just, ha!
He's kind of the Ringo Starr of the Avengers. Overlooked at first, but eminently relatable. Time Priest says, Hawkeye is also my brother's favorite Avenger. I like Clint a lot too, so I'm glad he measured up. And Vera Wild says, lose the H on the mask, and he's got a solid hot. Keep it on, and I guess he's still hot, but... it's way less enthusiastic. And Boston Moss came under the wire saying, using the following fighting words. Hawkeye, really? I always thought he was the most annoying Avenger.
Oh, those fighting words!
Choose your destiny. Flawless victory.
Wow.
Get out.
Mike is offended.
We all are.
What about fucking Star Fox? Quicksilver? Fucking Quicksilver. Come on. And in the feedback section, Mike Dana said, as a suggestion for a sign-off for the ladies, may you all find your armadillos.
Aww.
And on that note...
May you all find your armadillos.
I can't English.
On a better day.
Goodbye, someday
everyone.
I will.
Love you all.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
I know, that's the joke!
Jose is just unsubtle, that's our name.
What did you call it? Well, we have to call it subtil. I mean, everybody's got to have, like, their French-sounding name, right? Okay. So, subtil.
I'm loud.
Decibel.
So good with Isabel. I love it.
I love it.
Here goes my new nickname in the chat.
You're going to have to change all your social media.